In this video, we are going to talk about a 12-month plan for multiplying Christian leaders. A vision without a plan often stays a dream. A plan without prayer can become machinery. But prayer, vision, and a practical plan together can help a church move forward with wisdom. So what might a 12-month church multiplication plan look like? Think in four seasons. Months 1 through 3 are for discernment and invitation. During these first months, identify your church's leadership needs. List current ministry gaps. Notice faithful people who may be ready for more training. Talk with elders, deacons, staff, or ministry leaders. Introduce the CLI-CLA ecosystem carefully. Invite a small first group to begin training. Do not rush this stage. Discernment matters. Months 4 through 6 are for training and mentoring. During this season, help students begin selected CLI courses. Meet monthly for discussion, prayer, and application. Pair students with mentors where possible. Give small supervised ministry assignments. A person studying pastoral care might join a visitation team. A future officiant might observe wedding or funeral preparation. A future chaplain might learn how to listen, pray by permission, and serve within boundaries. A future microchurch leader might help host a Bible discussion. Training becomes stronger when it is connected to embodied local ministry. Months 7 through 9 are for testing, endorsement, and ministry development. By this point, you may begin to see who is faithful, teachable, and fruitful. Some may continue studying. Some may need more time. Some may be ready for local endorsement or a clearer ministry role. This is where the church asks, do we see character? Do we see calling? Do we see humility? Do we see reliability? Do we see a willingness to serve under oversight? Ministry recognition should not be rushed. But when someone is ready, local affirmation can be powerful. Months 10 through 12 are for commissioning, review, and multiplication. This is the season to celebrate what God has done. Some leaders may be prayed over publicly. Some may receive ministry assignments. Some may continue towards CLA ordination or recognition. Some may help mentor the next group of students. Then review the year. What worked? What was too much? Who needs support? Where did we see fruit? What should we do next year? A 12-month plan does not have to be complicated. Discern, train, mentor, test, endorse, commission, review, multiply. That rhythm can change a church. It can help a pastor stop carrying every ministry need alone. It can help volunteers become trained servants. It can help young adults find direction. It can help small churches become training centers. It can help legacy churches rediscover mission. And it can help the body of Christ become what Scripture calls it to be, a people equipped for works of service. This is how leadership multiplication becomes practical. 1 year, one group, one plan, one faithful step at a time.